You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, Gardaí are appealing to road users to take care and share the roads safely as we approach the August bank holiday this weekend. The warning comes as four families and communities are in mourning today, with three separate fatal crashes occurring on our roads in recent days. The accidents happened in Mayo, in Limerick and in Kerry, bringing the number of deaths to 94 people on our roads so far this year, an increase of 28 for the same period last year. So as these worrying trends emerge and more loved ones become bereaved, I'm joined by Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman with the Roads Policing and Community Engagement Section of An Garda Síochána Síochána. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Now, let's talk about the increase, which is worrying, 28 people more than the same period last year. To what extent can we mitigate some of the horror of that statistic by saying, well, you know, we're out of lockdown and we're back to business as usual, and that might explain some of it?
Well, I think, as you've said, even from the last weekend, and we think our thoughts are with those families in Mayo, Limerick and Kerry who lost a loved one, and we never lose sight of that as we are investigating and responding to fatal road traffic collisions. We know August is a busy period, and as you say, there have been 94 people tragically killed on the roads this year, and that's 28 more than the period for last year, but 16 more from 2019, if we look at 2019 pre-COVID. So we're still on an increase. We also know that last August, very worryingly, 22 people were killed on the roads in August alone in 2021, which was really the highest figure of anyone killed on our roads for 1 month in over 10 years. And that's why today, you know, very much with Minister Nocton, with the Road Safety Authority and ourselves and An Garda Síochána, our message is very much about road safety and the slow down and look out for each other on the roads over this bank holiday.
Now, without wanting to dwell in any way on recent fatal road traffic accidents, looking more generally at the picture, I'm sure An Garda Síochána and the Road Safety Authority have been looking at the circumstances of multiple accidents over the years. Is there any way we can point to significant things, road quality, driver behaviour, speed, as the principal component in most of the fatal accidents?
Yes, as you say, these are our general road safety messages. And yes, we do know that there are the four behaviours that really contribute to people being killed and seriously injured on our road. And speed undoubtedly is number one. And we would ask everyone, that we had a campaign recently, a hashtag slow down, that all together, and a lot of well-known people from media, from sporting, from television, right across Ireland, joined us with that message of asking people to slow down. So speeding, reducing speeding will reduce fatal and serious injury road traffic collisions. Wearing a seatbelt, we know, and I just was talking to a doctor this morning up here in Letterkenny, and he also was reporting that he's seeing people coming into hospital and they haven't been wearing their seatbelt. So please, you know, please remember, wear your seatbelt. That will save lives. Never drink under the influence of drink or drugs. And then fourthly, don't be distracted, whether it's mobile phone or other distractions. You know, we have seen people, and people have reported watching a programme on a phone on their, the windscreen of their car, sending emails. Do not be distracted. We need to focus. And this is for everyone, that we want everyone to have a really good bank holiday and right through August, a really good holiday period. But all, if we could all work together and look out for each other on the roads, we will be visible for those people then who are travelling. We will be visible, and we have our roads policing plan right across the country, and it's going to run right through until Wednesday morning. Because when we looked at what's happened in previous years to see where we need to put our people and what's been happening, we actually identified that Tuesday afternoon coming out from this August bank holiday was a significant high-risk time for serious injury collisions. So Thursdays and the Friday afternoons and the Tuesday afternoon, so that really would indicate people going and coming from, you know, from wherever they're visiting over the bank holiday, and just be really careful, you know, and if you're tired, you know, stop, take a break, and look out for one another on the roads.
Now, the question of seatbelts, you know, for a younger generation, you'd imagine it's second nature almost, because the parents make sure the kids belt up. But there have been incidents where young people have died when there are too many people in a car, and therefore they cannot all be belted. And, you know, that's worth bearing in mind when sometimes in the joy of a moment where people are out having a good time and they pile into a car, it's not safe unless everyone has a belt.
That's right. That's the message. Please just and for one another, if you encourage one another in the car, and just make sure as the driver before you drive off that everyone has their seatbelt on, because, again, that will save lives.
Now, it's available on the Garda website where the speed checking locations are. Mm-hmm. I presume that these are carefully chosen so that they're in areas where accidents might occur, because often the Garda and the Road Safety Authority are criticised for the fish in a barrel technique where, you know, on an open road where there's very little danger, there's a speed trap, so-called. Mm-hmm. And you'd like to think that they might be in more appropriate places where people have been known to have been hurt, where accidents have occurred, rather than on the plain highway where, you know, it's not good that people speed, but the likelihood of an accident is minimal.
No, that's it exactly. Today, we are launching 61 new safety camera zones that are going operational today. They are listed on the Garda website, and they've been on the website for a week, so we're letting people know where they will be. And just as you say, they have been identified and selected in an evidence-based way. We've looked at both fatal road traffic collision, a serious and minor road traffic collision data, but we've also engaged and with local divisional and district officers about where communities are highlighting concerns about where speeding has taken place. So I do want to reassure, you know, your listeners that, just as you said, these are selected on the areas where we know that either collisions have happened or we are receiving complaints of speeding. They're right across the country. They're across 23 counties. They're on a mixture of regional, national, and other routes, because, you know, we do know as well that looking at where fatal road traffic collisions happen, that 72% of them happen on roads where speed limits are 100 kilometres an hour or more. So we want to focus where we know those collisions are happening.
There's no doubt that no matter what the circumstances are, the faster you go when that collision happens, the more catastrophic the damage is going to be. Finally, Assistant Commissioner, I want to just bring two texts to you. I commute approximately 70 miles a day for work on a secondary and national roadway system, motorway system. I can categorically tell you that phone use while driving, as per my observation, is endemic. Last week, I had to swerve almost into a ditch to avoid an oncoming driver stroke phone addict. Last month, I got out of my car to ask the driver behind to back off from driving too close at speed. He didn't even notice my approach, because when I got to his window, he was on his phone. I also ride a motorcycle, and as you can guess, feel far less safe with this general neglect on our roads. That's from Bren. And another one, a huge amount of mobile phone use in cars. Anyone who's out and about can see it. And people don't perceive it to be dangerous a lot of the time, but every second of mobile phone use, eyes off the road, is incredibly dangerous.
No, it is indeed. And again, that's the message. Mobile phone use and any other distraction. But for the legislation we currently have, it is about holding a mobile phone. And it is now, this year we have detected just over 10,500 people using their mobile phone when driving. But again, I would appeal to everyone to concentrate on the road. We need to give our full attention to the road ahead and to vulnerable road users, to cyclists, to pedestrians and to motorcyclists. And really that shared responsibility that all of us, we all share the road network and the responsible behaviours that we would ask of all of us who are. When we get into a vehicle, it is a lethal weapon if it's not used correctly. And just to remember that the responsibility of being a safe road user.
If you take your eye off the road for 1 second at 60 kilometres an hour, you've travelled more than 15 metres during that second. Mm-hmm. And that's is worth remembering. Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman, Roads Policing and Community Engagement Section of the Garda Síochána, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.